Before we get to today's motivational podcast, I wanted to remind you that the Kingdom Living Planner Journal is going to be out by 15th of September this year, 2023. So the planner and the journal is for next year, 2024. And you can already start using the journal when you get it by 15th of September. So please inform your friends, inform your families and your socials that the Kingdom Living Planner and Journal are out. So thank you for purchasing. If you've already purchased a Kingdom Living Planner and Journal before, then we encourage you to go for it again this year. So we have been up and doing in editing and improving the Kingdom Living Planner and Journal, and we pray that this year's edition is gonna bless you. I mean, next year's edition is gonna bless you in Jesus's name. Amen. So let's get to the motivational podcast of today. Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our midweek motivation podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week. So good morning. Listen to this before you go to school, before you go to work or wherever you are going today. Do not be afraid of your giant, because every giant is an opportunity that God can use. It seems illogical to face a giant because we fear that the giant will crush us. We fear that we will not be able to overcome or defeat our giant. Therefore, we prefer to withdraw. We play small or simply avoid the giant. But friends, what if we decide to face our giant? What if we acknowledge that we are not alone and that we can defeat that giant? However, when we look not to our fallibility, but to the greatest of all giants, God Almighty, we realize that our giant is too small for God to handle. We realize that our giant is what God can use to prove His greatness. Allow God to use your giant today. What is that thing that you're afraid of? What is that exam? What is that situation at your workplace that you're afraid of? Let God use that situation to prove how great He is in your life. I mean, He has done it before and He will still do it again. The fear that you keep telling yourself that you can never overcome, God has already conquered it for you. Just as a little child boasts about the power of his father, we should also boast about the greatness of our God. He's the one who can devour all wild animals. He's the one who created all human beings. Even the one you are afraid of. God has fought incredible battles for you before. That is why you should take Him even more seriously now. So for us, it is important that we should face our giant, because this is what God wants to use to show remember the moments when we cry out to God for help in our secret places and He hears us. Similarly, God says to give Him our giants. He wants to use them for His glory. Are you ready to face your giant and overcome it with the help of God today? So this is how to stop being afraid of your giant. Number one, look unto Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He has conquered all fears. Number two, trust God with your giant. Number three, boast about your God. He's your Father in heaven and He is powerful. And lastly, smile at every giant. And I want to leave you with this word of meditation today to carry along with you wherever you're going today. It's in 1 Samuel 7 verse 49, and says, "Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth." So I just want to encourage you to move closer, to move step closer to your giant, because when you go close to that giant, you will even see and you will notice that it's not even as big as you feared. You are greater than the giant that you think it is. You are greater than that giant. So please be blessed today. Go out there and face that giant. Face him, face her, face this situation, face them with God, because He is the one that created them all. So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you've been blessed. And if you've been blessed, why don't you share with your friend, your family member, on your socials. Let the community grow. And you have so many people around you that you still have to share the word of God with. So remember that. And I pray that God blesses you today and till the weekend. God blesses and carries you. Until next time, bye-bye.